morning and welcome. I'm Richard from the Veg Grower Podcast, and this is episode 174. It's the 25th of June 2018, and this episode is featuring the interview with Lee, aka the Skinny Jean Gardener. We'll have that coming up later, but as usual, we will start with the diary. But over this last week, we have officially entered summer, and the plants are certainly growing well. Now, Tuesday, I popped to the allotment just to do a bit of weeding, and pretty much every day I've been popping down the allotment, and I'm just trying to do 15 minutes of weeding every day. Now, across 7 days, that's kind of 1 hour and 45 minutes of weed in a week, which that's quite a bit, and it's that little and often rule. It really pays off in these sort of things. The allotment's looking better for it. I feel better for it. Yeah, it's a pain. Trying to fit 15 minutes isn't that bad, but obviously it's 15 minutes actually on the allotment. If I include getting to the allotment, opening the gate and everything, it's probably about a half hour. But it's not too bad. Now, Wednesday, I was at home, and I've been tying in lots of plants in the greenhouse. And this has been something that I've been doing a lot of over this last week. They're just growing like mad, both in the greenhouse and outside. But Wednesday, I was also having a chat through Facebook with a listener called Gareth. And Gareth very, very kindly went out and shared the Veg Grow podcast to a Facebook group. I think it was Allotment Life or something like that, one of the allotment dedicated Facebook groups. Thank you very much for doing that, Gareth. I know you're listening. I really, really appreciate that. That's boosted my likes on Facebook and the group. And yeah, really good for that. I tend not to do that out of respect for other groups. But if anybody does enjoy the show and wants to do it, then, you know, be respectful to any other group or anything. I don't like spamming, but if you do it, please tell your friends if you enjoy it and feel it's worthwhile anyway. Now, Thursday, again, at home, I gave the garden a really good watering, and this heat is really making plants thirsty. Now, Thursday, we also was having the Vobe show live from my allotment, a Facebook live show. I've done a few of these in the past, and I mention them every time. Again, this one went really, really well. Great show. We cooked up lots of allotment goodies. We had broad bean and feta salad, to be correct. Mint lemonade, which didn't quite work as I thought it would, and potato and onion fritters. And all this was obviously homegrown stuff and cooked on the barbecue. Again, great night, a lot of laughs. The viewers were also enjoying it. And as always, I'm getting the questions and people showing an interest into growing their own food. So, win-win. Now, Friday, I had a fantastic day. I was on cloud nine. First of all, Lee, the Skinny Jean Gardener, mentioned me in his podcast. Thank you very much, Lee. But more on him later. But I also received an email from Thompson & Morgan, the blog people they have there. And they contacted me a while ago asking for a few tips to share in a blog post. Well, that blog post got released on Friday, and it was called Expert Gardening Tips. And it is a really good little read, and I highly recommend it. They took a few tips from various bloggers and what have you to share. And it's something they seem to keep doing, which is really, really cool. This time it was tips for beginners. And I kind of said that my tip was that if something fails or doesn't quite work out, don't view it as a failure. Instead, see it as a learning curve. Learn what went wrong and try again. And I do believe in that. I don't believe there's any such thing as failures. There's just a chance to learn. But yeah, really good article. There's quite a few good tips they've thrown in there. And I've added a link on to that on the blog post, so please check it out. Saturday, I spent some time at home, and again, I was tying in more plants. They're going so fast. It's great. And tying them in, I'm just tying them to the cane just to keep them growing up right and straight. Now, I use twine. And I use twine because, one, it's cheap, and two, it can be composted. I used to use those little green wires, but I went off them a few years ago. They don't really rot down. They might rust away once all the plastic coating has deteriorated, but it'll take a while. But plastic has been in the news lately for how bad it is for the environment. But even before that, I turned away from it. So, yeah, I moved to twine. And it's cheap. It composts. What's not to like? I mean, I get some, brought some today, actually, from Poundland. A pound for a roll, you can't really go wrong. Anyway, in the evening on Saturday, I gave it again the ground a really good watering. This hot weather really is making things dry out quickly. The clay soil I've got, I've noticed that if you dig about an inch below, it's still moist. I don't know how long it's going to last for, as no rain is predicted for a while, but it is moist once I get down, but it's still good to keep on top of the watering. And I spoke about watering a few weeks ago. I'm sticking to that, those rules. Sunday morning, I went down the allotment early. Again, this hot weather is making it a bit difficult to work. So I'm trying to get work early in the morning or in the evening when it's a little cooler. A Sunday, I started about 6:30 and I cleared out more weeds. Really trying to get on top of the weeds at the moment. Easier said than done, I know. But it's a battle. I'm winning it slowly. Now again, I did plan to trim all the grass paths, but lo and behold, I forgot my petrol. 2 weeks running, I forgot my petrol. I will learn. So as I couldn't do that, I turned my attention to one of my comfrey plants, and that has grown like mad again, but I cut that right back down to the ground. And this is one of my comfrey plants that was on my older half of a plot, I guess. It's grown 4 foot high, I suppose. So I've just chopped that right down to the ground. Now, I did think of using this comfrey as a mulch around the tomatoes, but I just didn't quite get to that. But that would be worth bearing in mind, and I'm going to try that hopefully next week. I'm thinking the mulch, it'll mulch the soil to keep the moisture in, but as it rots down, it'll feed the plants. So just a thought I had there. Anyway, after that, I harvested my garlic, and the garlic I planted in October, there was 3 varieties, all planted on the same day and grown the same way. The 3 varieties were Casablanca, Germidor and Early Purple White. And I was trialing these garlic to see what performs the best. Now, the Early Purple White I have grown for a few years, and I've been keeping my own seed from it each year for the last 2-3 years, I suppose, just keeping that and growing again. And I guess we'll use those, the Early Purple White, as the base, I can't remember the scientific term for it, but anyway, that was what we'll see the other do compare to. The other 2 varieties were Germidor and Casablanca. Now, I brought these last year from Wilkinson's, if I remember correctly. And again, as I said, they were all planted the same way, looked after the same, so pretty good test, pretty balanced test all the way through. Now, the Casablanca had a pretty good germination rate. There was a lot more bulbs because there was when I brought them, there was more bulbs. But they were also the smallest bulbs out of all 3. The Germidor, again, pretty good germination rate. There wasn't as many bulbs because there wasn't as many in the packet. I think they both, the Casablanca and Germador, cost the same. So it was, in cost terms, perhaps Casablanca done best. Difficult to tell. But yeah, the Germador, good germination rate. But the bulbs, they were bigger than the Casablanca, but not as big as the early purple white. Now, the early purple white, again, performed the best. Good size bulbs, good germination. Now, this could be because the early purple white, I've been saving the seeds, and it's kind of genetically tailoring itself to my soil and my growing style. I'm not sure. But what I'm going to be doing is saving the largest bulbs out of the Casablanca and Germador. And we'll plant those again next year. As well as the early purple white. I'll be doing the same with that. And I'll get a different variety to test again. I'm not sure what it's going to be yet. But keep listening to find out what we do. Anyway, overall, I'm pretty happy with all the garlic. Plenty to keep us going. There's 50 bulbs. And if you've read last night the weekly harvest report, you will see I harvested a decent amount of food. We had cherries, peas, raspberries, and obviously the garlic. I think that's been my highest week value of food so far this year. Naturally, I love Steve for this. Steve's been, every time I share a weekly harvest report, Steve's been sharing how much he shares as what he's harvested as well. I have a good week and Steve has a fantastic week. He's always over £200 worth of value. So great stuff there, Steve. I'm really, really great to see how yours is getting on and how much food you're harvesting. It's open to anyone to add their own comments on that. Every week I'm sharing how much I'm harvesting and trying to get an idea of what it's worth and what have you. So Steve is helping out on that. Great stuff. Anyone else, throw your comment in. Now I headed home Sunday about 11 o'clock. It was just getting a bit too hot by then. I kind of chilled out for the rest of the day, but in the evening, I did do my usual Sunday jobs of cleaning the chicken and the quails out. But I think I had a little heat exhaustion in the evening, so I kind of took it a bit easy and made sure I got some water down my neck. I don't think I've been drinking enough water over the last few days, so I warn everyone every year, drink plenty of water. Now finally, this evening before recording this podcast, I've been tying in more plants, more cucumbers, more tomatoes. They've been growing like crazy, so it's great. I've also been removing the side shoots from the tomatoes as they grow. Don't need the side shoots. They kind of grow between the stem and the branch, if you like. I just pick those off and compost them. They just sap energy, so they're not needed. They don't grow fruit. So there's no point in having them. Well, that brings the diary up to date. Now, not a huge amount done, really. It's a lot of weed and a lot of watering. But it's all good. It's all good. Let's take a look at what the calendar suggests to do for this next week. Well, it reads, July is often the hottest month of the year. Take advantage of long, fine days to carry out construction jobs, such as making new beds, laying paving, or building walls. Water copiously in dry weather and make sure to arrange for friends or neighbours to water the garden if you're going away. Well, I'm not sure about building construction jobs in this warm weather, to be honest. I think it might be a hard sell, but each to their own, I suppose. So my interview with Lee, well, as you know, I went to the Gardeners World Live last week and I was privileged enough to have a chat with Lee, the Skinny Jean Gardener. We spoke about podcasting and I kind of said it would be great to get you on the show one day. So he said, well, let's do it now then. but I'll play this interview now and we'll have a listen, and we'll come back and talk a bit more. I'm joined today with Lee, aka the Skinny Jean Gardener. Been following your podcast for quite a while now. Thoroughly enjoying them. Really good. It's great to see a celebrity gardener on the podcasting world as well, because it's so rare to hear on the podcasts. In a sense of, you either get somebody who does TV and doesn't do podcasts, as you are based around podcasts from what I can tell. Obviously, you do a bit of TV work and stuff. I'm doing this really badly.
No, it works perfectly. You're explaining it very well. I don't generally like being... I haven't been called a celebrity for a while, but I suppose I have done the TV work. But podcasting, I do see as my main interest and source of work, yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. I love podcasting. What got you into podcasting? I feel like I'm interviewing you now, sorry.
I got... Basically, 5 years ago, I was spending so long in my van trying to... feed my satisfaction for growing my own, because I would obviously grow it at home, I would eat it, I would want to sleep it, in the bath watching YouTube videos sort of thing. In the van I couldn't do anything, so I was trying to find podcasts, they weren't out there, so I just went, let's join the crew and do it myself, and hopefully that'll kick other people into doing it, and also inspire other people to grow their own food as well. And it is working, it is working.
Well, that's it, that's what I say, it's people... generally listen, that's what my podcast they listen to mainly when they're garden, I suppose it's the same with yours, when they're in the garden pottering away weeding, isn't it? It's like, makes things a lot easier and time goes fast. And as gardeners, generally, we're out on out there on our own.
Yeah.
Out in the garden, unless I've got my daughter with me, who is a right little riot, then I'm out there on my own enjoying podcasts. So it's very similar.
Yeah, I mean, I call podcasts the Netflix of the radio world.
Yes, definitely. You can jump it. I've got so many to go through yours. Like, I've got a binge on your podcast now.
172 episodes.
So that's a lot, man.
It's been going 5 years, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun though. I enjoy podcasting, and you can literally, you like you say, there's Radio 4 do their Gardeners Question Time, and have you been to one of their recordings before?
Yes. Yeah. Recently, actually. Brighton.
Very, they're good, aren't they?
Yeah.
Is there, and they're well presented and they're well structured, and it's BBC at the end of the day, isn't it?
Yes.
And then there's people like us that can go and we can literally say as what we like, really.
Yeah.
We can review stuff, honestly. Obviously, I can't review stuff too, honestly, and I've got Steel on board, but, you know, pretty much. I mean, I don't need to. Their tools are awesome, but.
Yes, yeah.
But
you can't recommend, I was thinking about this the other day, you can't recommend a steel lawnmower to leave down an allotment.
No, that is definite, I would not do that.
Yeah.
I mean, I talk about it a lot, about allotments and tools. I don't understand why people steal tools and allotments so much. Like, sort of tools that always go missing.
Easy pickings.
It's not right, is it?
It's not.
I don't know how to stop that or how that will ever change. Sometimes when I was down in the allotment quite a bit, spades used to go missing, and these used to be the most rustiest spades in the world.
Yeah.
But who the hell wants this stuff? I mean, someone that chains their tools to a tree.
Yeah.
To stop people taking them. But anyway, I got into a bit of a tangent there. Sorry, I'm going to a bit of a rant.
Oh, it's great. It's great. This is what I like. It's the whole interaction.
Well, that's what podcasting is good for. It's good for having a little rant.
Yeah.
It's good for talking about gardening and inspiring. Yeah. And what I've found is it's good for meeting people.
Yes.
Because we would have probably not met without podcasting.
No.
Which would have been a dear shame, obviously.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I go, and you do a lot of interviews on yours, then?
Not a huge amount. I think I've had one of my listeners I've interviewed a few times.
Which is nice.
He actually took an allotment because of listening to my podcast, which for me made the entire project worthwhile.
Yeah.
I had my friend, the Bald Explorer, woman interviewing. I came from him from a normal gardening perspective and walking around my allotment and just getting his perspective on things.
Yeah.
When I played it back, I had him and his second in command, who's kind of getting interested in food. But they came from a normal gardening perspective and they were just amazed at what things look like when they're growing.
Yeah.
Such as even onions. They've never seen onions in the ground.
No.
And for me, I found that fascinating. To hear that,
yeah,
it's just normal to us.
Well, it's normal now, isn't it? But when I first began, I do talk about this a lot. I actually, this is about 6 years ago now, I actually didn't even realise potatoes grew underground.
Really?
Which is, I mean, that is, I am from Essex as well. I suppose that doesn't help things, but...
you said that, not me.
Yeah, I see, yeah. Oh, no, get the backlash on that. When I was younger, gardening wasn't a thing. Like, gardening was not something that I really did much for, and food was not important, where it come from back then. And it is becoming more and more important, and where things are grown, how they're grown is important, and what we eat,
yes,
getting healthy, yeah, all that sort of thing. It's become more, I'm not going to say, I'm going to say fashionable. It's a fashionable thing now, isn't it?
Yeah.
So yeah, I get that. I do understand that. I've got friends that, when I first started my podcast, I got quite a lot of my friends on board.
Yes.
And some of them are just starting their gardening journey. Some of them hadn't even had a garden.
Yeah.
And we were just chatting, and it was interesting to see what they knew and how much they knew about gardening and what they thought of the industry as well, because that's always really important. That's a whole other rant there, isn't it, about to go over.
We could go on for ages.
We really could, couldn't we? Yeah. But it's interesting to see how non-gardeners see the industry from the outside, isn't it?
Yeah.
Once you're involved in it, especially for people like us that do the whole media podcasting stuff, we sort of get mixed up in it, don't we? So it's like we can't see what's really going on. So it's interesting to see what other people think about it.
Yeah, yeah. You get blinkered eyes. Like I say, with the onions, they just seem normal to me.
Yeah.
My friend, he was just amazed at how they looked. And this is a 56-year-old gentleman.
Yeah, that's
not
it, yeah.
A youngster.
It's so strange, isn't it? Yeah. It's hard for us to really understand now, isn't it? It's like...
Yeah.
I get it. It's good though. I mean, it's coming in more with kids and stuff. I do a lot of work with kids.
Yes.
Because obviously I do the Blue Peter thing once in a while. I ain't done it for a bit. But kids getting involved in gardening, I notice a lot more. Schools getting involved.
Yeah.
And I feel like myself, didn't do any gardening when I was at school. Didn't. I have kids come to BBC Gardens World Live on a school trip. And I was like, you guys are so lucky. The best trip I went on when I was younger at school was a tour round the back of McDonald's. True story. Imagine that now, like that would never happen.
No.
And kids love it. They love getting out there and getting muddy, and that's what it's about. So hopefully we're going to have a generation of kids that are going to eat healthy, know where their food comes from, and know how to grow their own.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Have we got... I've got a couple of nieces, and they come out of mine, and the first thing they say is, I want to grow something.
Yeah.
And they just do it automatically by seeing me do stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm fascinated to see how that will, if that will develop, because it's a teenager stage where it might start to waver.
Yeah, I think I when I started, it was like, got to get kids into gardening, so they do it when they leave school. And look, it's a tough one, isn't it? Like, I'm all up for a kid's gardening, but I don't know what you were like when you left school and turned 18. The last thing I was thinking about was gardening.
Yes.
I was going out with my friends having really? Fun. We're all right, mate.
That's just
a rumour. Just a rumour. you know, but the thing is, that education when you're younger is really important, because you might not go into garden industry straight after school. You might not come back to gardening until you're 25, 26, when you get a house, even later on in life. But that education at the start of your life will come back in the future, and I think that's really important.
I have to agree. I also think our millennial age group as well, they kind of missed out on that whole growing your own.
Yeah.
But they're coming back to it.
Yeah.
There is definitely, Annabelle, who was talking earlier, spoke, and when she asked for help from the older generation, they did not want to know.
No.
And that puts a lot of people of our generation off.
It does. Yeah. Even when I started, it was like, there was Chemical Alan, who was down the allotment, who his shed caught on fire, unsurprisingly. And there's also a geezer. What did we call him? Can't remember what we called him now, but he just stood there. Every time we walked onto the plot, he stood there with his arms crossed and just stared at us and didn't say a word for like a half hour.
Yeah.
Just watching what we did. And I think Annabelle said something like, when she started her plot, people were like, oh, well, you're not going to be about for long. And that is generally the perception you get. Yeah. Which I do get sometimes, because there's some young people that just jump into things and then do just jump straight back out if it gets a bit hard work. But there's a lot of good people getting into gardening for the right reasons, wanting to learn more and learn from that generation. Do you know what I mean? They're important. They're important people in the whole thing. when I first started, it was like, old people, they ain't know nothing, we're cool, we're down with the kids. And actually, they're really what we need. They're the ones with the knowledge, and they're the ones that we want to get involved with us.
Yeah, I mean, I've got one gentleman on my allotment site who is so full of information, he's so friendly. I walk past him and he says hello, invites me in for a cup of tea, sort of thing. But he'll pass on all that information. He has not got any animosity to anybody. That's what we need.
Yeah, they're the ones. They're the ones that we want.
Yeah.
To help out the younger generation, do you know what I mean? And it gives them something to aspire to as well, do you know what I mean? Like, if you see old Dave down your allotment, you see what he's growing.
Yeah.
You think, I really want to do that. Oh, I could do that in the future.
Ooh.
That's good. And then if he's helpful, then that's even better, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's good, man.
Yeah. How did you get into gardening?
Ooh, that's a big one, isn't it? I left my family home, not because I got chucked out, but because I was moving with my now wife. And me and my brother were quite close when we were at home. And when I left, we didn't really see each other as much, and it was a shame. And we didn't live far from each other. We lived about 10 minutes from each other, but just still didn't see each other as much as we wanted to. And we were rubbish at football. We were rubbish at music. We wanted to be in a band, but we both couldn't play any instruments, so that didn't work out.
Kind of key for being in a band, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you asked some of my mates though about the band thing. I'm not going to go into it in here, but we were, what were we called? Don't Forget the E, it was called. It's a good band, mate. Give it a little Google.
I will do. So are you out there.
Yeah, I was actually. And gardening was something that we thought, well, we could come together. We both don't know about gardening. We could learn together.
Yeah.
And do something as brothers. And Dale, my brother, got an allotment, which was awesome. He got half an allotment from a priest that he knew. We started weeding his allotment, getting it ready. And then we got on the allotment list. So we got our own allotment somewhere else.
Yeah.
So we said, thank you very much, priest. I don't know what his name was now, I can't remember. We'll go to our new allotment. We started weeding that allotment, getting that ready, started sowing things. And then we started asking questions on Twitter and Facebook and getting social media involved and getting a lot of answers. And Jimmy Doherty spotted this, who's Jamie Oliver's mate. We've got a farm up the road from us. He said, do you want to come and get involved in our allotment and stuff? And we're like, yeah, all right, cool. And so we did an allotment for him, and we had our own allotment going on, and this was all within the first year of our gardening thing. We were really good at weeding, mate. Really good that year weeding. If you want any hand weeding, we're the people to come to, honestly.
I could do with that.
Yeah, that's it, I'll tell you. So, and then we were just thrown into the Blue Peter thing after a year of weeding and gardening. So it's a bit of a strange one.
Yeah.
Then it all just sort of come from two brothers wanting to spend time with each other.
So, just going to show you how powerful gardening is, though, isn't it?
That's it. It's a good community. There's always a good community around gardening. Yeah. Really is. And it's no secret, but Dale left Skinny Jean Gardeners because we used to do this together.
Yeah.
Go around together. And it was hard being on my own without him. And everyone was really supportive. Everyone in this industry really just wants you to do well. And that is the one thing that I love about gardening. I really do.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't think I've talked about this before, but so it's exclusive for you, mate. But,
fantastic.
Before I started gardening, I was a really nervous person. I couldn't sit here and talk to you, but absolutely no way. I couldn't answer the phone. I couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
I used to go out and stuff. I was not awful. But I was still a very nervous person. I couldn't do stuff. And this really has brought me out of my shell. Like, people knew, used to know me when I was a kid. Like, I can't believe you, like, do what you do now.
Yeah.
And that's also why I enjoy it. Because it's made me into a more confident person.
Yeah.
And once again, that's all down to garden community. Yeah. And everyone being kind and wanting you to do well.
I'm exactly the same. I'm incredibly shy.
Yeah.
And gardening and the podcasting has kind of helped me out of that shell.
Yeah.
In part because before, I think we were talking earlier about at kids, you were teased a lot. Well, I was anyway.
Oh, no, I was awful.
And it stopped me from pushing myself out.
Mm-hmm.
Doing this and the reception I've received, and the gardening, mostly the gardening, really, just helped me push out that. And again, Annabelle was talking earlier with her anxiety in the past.
Yeah. It's weird, isn't it? I suppose, I don't know, are we all got an anxiety or us gardens? I don't really know. I don't know. But it is something that does help people, and the whole mental health thing, gardening is really important with that.
Definitely.
Yeah, I mean, it's being talked about a lot more in the garden industry, which is really important, and I think that's a good thing.
Yeah.
It's a good thing.
Absolutely. What are your plans for the future now?
Well, I'm going to leave you now, mate, and I'm going to drive home.
I know you're desperate to get home.
No, I'm fine. What are my plans? Okay, well, so I'm more about kids gardening, and I'm more about entertaining kids and putting a different spin on stuff.
Great, yeah.
And I want to do that a lot more. I want to get into schools a lot more and, you know, just bring a bit of... I mean, gardening is good. I mean, it's just the way it's put over to kids, I think, sometimes I struggle with.
Yes.
And I know adults struggle watching me thinking, what is he doing? But the kids really respond well to it. And it's just making that message for them a little bit clearer and simpler. And that's what I want to do, really. I want to do that and get families involved more in the garden. I always talk about the whole adventure outside your back door and like ready and waiting to happen. And it's just inspiring families to do that.
Yeah.
So the more podcasts I can do, the more videos, and, you know, social media is such a big thing now, isn't it? So it's a bit of a double-edged sword, isn't it? Because my whole job is about social media and podcasting. Yet you're also at the same time saying, get off your screen, get outside. So it's a tough one. But I think podcasts and videos and stuff are a great source of information.
Yes.
And that's what it's about.
Yeah.
Don't mean you have to sit there all day on your iPads. If you want to find out how to grow a tomato, then
information's there.
It's there for you, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And podcasts you can listen to, as we said earlier.
That's it. You can learn while you're doing something. That's the brilliant thing about podcasting. It's instant. Like, if you want to listen to something, all you have to do is find what you want, press play. It's not like radio where you have to wait for stuff. Yeah. If you want to, it's instant listening, and you can be learning while you're doing another task. And I think that's brilliant. I really do.
Yeah, I totally agree. It's the only form of media I know quite like it. Yeah. We've had radio in cars for years, but it's always when they tell you you have to listen to it. It's not when you want to listen to it.
Yeah.
Podcasts have just turned that on its head.
Yeah, I don't know about you. I don't know how much radio do you
listen to. I don't listen to any radio anymore. It's all podcasts.
Yeah, and also everyone says, what music do you listen to at the moment? Do you know what? I ain't listened to an album or music. I couldn't tell you who's number one right now for the life of me, honestly.
Yeah.
It's all podcasts. It's all listening. Not necessarily always gardening podcasts, but just podcasts.
Yeah.
I suppose that's why we're into this sort of thing, because we get inspired by them.
Yeah.
That sort of media.
Absolutely. Definitely. Now, you've mentioned a lot about kids gardening.
Yeah.
What's your one tip to get a kid into gardening?
Oh, I've got a lot, but my number one is grow your own, because it's important for kids to know where their stuff comes from, all their food. But it's just starting with five seed packets. Just choose five things that you like growing, and this year, just smash it. Just make sure that you look after them five seeds. Then next year, grow those seeds onto like 10 seed packets instead.
Yeah.
When I first started gardening, I started growing everything. Like, every single seed pack I get my hands on, I was growing it.
Yeah.
And pretty much 85% of it failed, because there was just too much to look after, too much to learn about.
Now, that interview ended a bit abruptly there, I'm afraid. I made a rookie mistake. My battery on my recorder ran out. I did place fresh batteries in it that day, but I don't know if the batteries were faulty or perhaps they got a bit too hot or something. I don't know. But they didn't last as long as normal by far. But I got everything I kind of wanted. It was great chatting to Lee. Great interview. I could have chatted for ages with Lee, and hopefully I'll chat with him again in the future. But he runs a great podcast. Skinny Jean Gardener is the name of the podcast. I will warn you, his theme tune will get stuck in your head, but it's well worth checking out. And I said in that, it's great to hear these. I know he hates being called Celebrity Gardener, but podcasts have really taken a while to catch on. And I'm great, pleased that somebody is taking note anyway. Now, if you've enjoyed this little interview with him, I got a little behind the scenes extra. Now, as I was chatting to him, I stuck my video camera up and kind of videoed it as kind of a backup. I always try and have a backup of everything I do, just in case something goes wrong. So I was back. I thought if the audio didn't work, I've got the video backup. Well, if I'm honest, the audio quality wasn't great on the camera. There was a lot of background noise, as you can probably hear in that interview, but I've stuck it up there. You can only see it by visiting the blog post for this podcast. And it kind of is pretty raw, but yeah, it's kind of cool. Now, with that, I will wrap up for today. So thank you very much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed it. Please check out my website, theveggrowerpodcast.co.uk. You can also find me on Twitter, Instagram and Facebook. I've also got a group on Facebook, and it's pretty small at the moment, but I want it to grow, as I want all this to grow. And I want to get that interaction between fellow veg growers so we can all share our tips and our experiences. So please check that out. But for now, please take care, and I will see you again next time.